episode 3342, Live in Freedom.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to get your health on. I want you to focus on you because you've got to feel good about what you're doing in your life in order to really go for your goals, in order to be that incredible person that you are. It's time to live in freedom. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, too often we set ourselves up for failure regarding healthy living, right? We think it's all or nothing. Have you been there? Oh, come on. I know you have been because I have been too. We put off what matters today to get a second chance tomorrow. Cast away your second thoughts and live in freedom. You know, in the pursuit of healthy living and having that healthy lifestyle that you so desire, the pressure to go all in or nothing can often lead to feelings of failure and discouragement. You've probably been there way too many times. I know I have been. Just even the last couple of days, I was like, you know what? I'm really hungry. And I didn't want just my normal routine. I wanted something else. I'm like, okay, well, I've got to be careful because my body is extra so sensitive. But I also knew that if I held myself back to this all or nothing mentality, I knew my failure would be greater. The fall would be a lot steeper. And so I was like, no, I can do this. I can eat something a little different and maybe not do what I'm used to be doing. And you know what? Every once in a while, it's good to change things up. We've got to embrace a perspective of living in the moment. And when you do that, though, yes, you have boundaries, but it's not that you're saying it's all or nothing. It's not saying, okay, well, if I can't do all of this, that I can't do any of that. And it becomes an excuse. An excuse what? To eat worse, to not exercise, right? I don't want that choice to be your choice. I want you to live in freedom. I want you to be able to make positive choices for your health and well-being each day. So you got to eradicate the all or nothing attitude. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Eradicate the all or nothing attitude. I just love that word, eradicate. I mean, it sounds like you're the exterminator, right? You're coming in, you're like, I'm done. I'm not going to live in the jail cell of it has to be this way. Boundaries are one thing, but rigidity is something else. And a lot of times we're just setting ourselves up for failure from the very, very beginning. And we struggle with that, you know, and that's why you have this fluctuation of not just 5 or 10 pounds, which honestly is more normal, especially the older we get, but more specifically 25 to 30 to 40 pounds. And I don't want that fluctuation to be you. Spring is around the corner, yes, by date. Now, in some areas, by weather. For us, we're actually going to be having a freeze again. I'm just praying my plants can withstand it. But at the same time, I look at, oh my goodness, summertime's next, right? You want to feel good in the spring and summer, but why not feel good every single day of your life? This isn't about a zigzag lifestyle where I'm up, and I'm just going to lose all this weight and I'm down. I'm going to gain it all back. Then I'm up. I'm going to lose all this weight and I'm down. I'm going to gain it all back. That's not a lifestyle, my friend. That's punishment. That's downright cruelty to your own self. I mean, look in the mirror. Would you be treating your friend that way? Well, you're treating yourself that way if that's how you're living. So I know I'm being a little bit nitpicky here, but I want to push you to think differently, right? We're in thought madness right now. If you don't know what that's about, go to the original episode, episode 3333, and that's where we're talking about thought madness in regards to March Madness. Yes, taking it from basketball. And I'm not a basketball fan, but I am a fan of March Madness. And a lot of our life is all within our mind. And if we don't watch what our court is doing and we don't keep a clean slate, meaning our thoughts, we're going to have a really messed up life. And I don't want that to be you. And that goes on into healthy living, right? We can have the zigzag lifestyle, but I don't think that's really what you want. Because if that's what you wanted, you wouldn't still be listening right now. You already would have hung up on me and like, Christiane, I'm done with you. I like what I'm doing and it's okay. Well, it's time to eradicate the all or nothing, right? So I want to give you three ways that you can look at having a healthy living journey and not make it feel so cumbersome on yourself. Number one, embrace mindful eating. Instead of rigid diet plans or strict meal restrictions, focus on practicing mindful eating. Allow yourself to fully enjoy and savor each bite of your meals. You know, paying attention to your body's hunger and fullness cues. Megan Roosevelt, who is a health coach, said, eating mindfully is about listening to your body, nourishing yourself, and enjoying the experience of eating without judgment. Most of the time we go and we choose our food based on either feeling or judgment. How rude is that? That's rude, right? Feeling because, well, feelings are fleeting. And then judgment, well, you know, if we're not going to go with feelings and we're going to judge ourselves, then that means we're going to be normally harsh on ourselves. And that doesn't lead us down the path of compassion. And then we become very mean and we become our own bully. So embrace mindful eating. I was telling you, you know, the last couple of days, I was like, oh, I want something different. And I did, but I ate within my boundaries as to what my body can handle. But I allowed myself to have a sweet treat, something that I don't normally have. You want me to tell you what it was? Cheesecake. But it was topped with delicious chocolate, chocolate that I can have, very, very dark, rich chocolate that I crumbled myself and I put it on there. I know my body likes it. It doesn't have a reaction to it. And so I had just a little sliver. It wasn't a huge piece, but let me tell you, I was like, oh, I can enjoy this and not feel bad about it. So embrace that mindful eating. Give yourself some room. You don't have to be the all in, right? The rigidity of your lifestyle, that zigzag approach really doesn't work. So instead, embrace what you need in the moment. Now, that doesn't mean that you can go hog wild and that you can just go eat a gallon of ice cream. I mean, as much as I love ice cream, it doesn't love my body. So it's not wise for me to do that. Now, if I want to have three or five bites, a really small scoop, not 12 scoops, there's a difference, right? I love root beer floats. Now, I can't tell you the last time I had root beer floats. Now, I don't and really engage in root beer floats anymore. Number one, the amount of sugar that's in it, and it just kind of sends me onto a tizzy. But I'm not going to tell you that I won't ever have another root beer float, but I'm going to tell you that I will make a choice to have it at the appropriate time. So I'll have to know the season I'm in. If I'm going to be doing some filming and all of that, probably not a good idea that I have that root beer float the night before. Why? Because I'm probably going to get a little bit poochy. I'm going to end up having some water retention, right? These are things that you have to think about. That comes from mindfulness, knowing how your body is. So you can still eat and enjoy your life, but you don't have to self-sabotage, right? That's the key. Number two, prioritize movement you love. Now notice the you love part. Exercise shouldn't feel like a punishment or obligation. Yet most of the time, that's how we start. Oh, I just got to lose all this weight. I got to look good in my swimsuit. I got to look good in my shorts. I want to be able to get in to the three sizes that I missed last year. And you're still at the four sizes up this year. You're like, yeah, Christiane, that's kind of me. I get it. But the problem is you're doing it out of guilt and shame. So prioritize movement you love. If you're a pickleball girl, go play pickleball, right? If you love to run, go run. If you're a walker, go walk. If you're one who wants to be on the stationary bike and ride the bike, great. If you're a gym girl and you got a gym membership, go do the gym. If you can incorporate strength training, I would so encourage you to do that. Especially the older you get, we don't have to lift real, real heavy, heavy. I'm not saying go and pump iron, but I am saying pick up something and challenge yourself a little bit. But don't do it to the point where you hurt yourself, right? Be wise in your choices. Find physical activities that bring you joy and make you feel good. You want to induce those endorphins, right? Whether it's dancing or hiking or practicing yoga, Pilates, moving your body in ways that you genuinely enjoy can lead to sustainable habits. You know what I like to do? When I'm cleaning the house, yes, I know this sounds strange. I crank up the music. Lots of different music I listen to. I do praise and worship to the old 80s. I know, close your ears, but I do. And then I listen to sometimes rap and reggae, and I do a little bit of a countryside. I mean, I listen to all types. Sometimes I even put on classical. Can you imagine my dance style then? Yeah, we won't even go there. Don't let your imagination go there because you'll never come back. But seriously, I just dance and I have fun. And then it doesn't make my you know, laundry and my cleaning of the house and vacuuming. It doesn't feel like a chore, and neither does my workout. It becomes something that's enjoyable, and it's really movement that I love. Gabby Reese said, movement is a celebration of what your body can do, not a punishment for what you ate. Yeah, let that sink in for a minute, right? You want to establish sustainable habits for yourself, because as you get older, you just want to be moving. Your joints, our bodies were made to move. When you think about a car, right? The tire on a car, did you know tires are not made to sit there, just sit there forever? They're made to move. You're supposed to have them roll. And when you think about that, our bodies, our joints, they're made to move, not necessarily roll. Some of them do roll, but they need to move. If we don't move them, it's not good for them, right? So you got to be a car. You got to let your tires roll. You got to let your joints move, okay? So celebrate what your body can do in the condition that it's in. Do what you can. Don't be upset that you can't do something, okay? Maybe you have a knee that's in repair. Great. Do what you can do. All right. Don't punish yourself or say, man, I just can't do this. So you don't do anything at all. That's punishment also. Okay. It goes both ways. And then finally, number three, practice self-compassion. This is so hard. You're kind to your best friend. You're kind to a stranger, but you are mean to who you see in the mirror. So I beg you to be kind to yourself when you're living a healthy lifestyle. And that means living every day. You've got to have compassion towards yourself. If you cannot offer it towards yourself, that genuine offer to someone else, is it really there? Think about that. Chew on that one for our midweek break. Remember that progress is not always linear, right? And setbacks are a natural part of growth. Offer yourself the same compassion and encouragement that you would give a friend or a stranger when facing a challenge. In the pursuit of wellness, remember to be kind to yourself. Progress is progress, no matter how small, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're not on a sprint, you're running a marathon. So take that one step. What can you do today to impact your tomorrow? And when you incorporate these strategies into your routine, guess what? It doesn't become a chore anymore. And it's no longer a challenge. It's no longer all or nothing. You are eradicating that mentality from your thoughts, right? Come on, thought madness, let's do this. And you're allowing yourself and giving yourself the permission to embrace a lifestyle of freedom and balance, okay? That's what balance is all about. Balance is not about 50-50. It's about being able to move and to be able to be flexible and adaptable in your everyday. Because one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.